Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechet Kehilim, Perek Chavav, Mishnah Mishnevav. And today's Mishnah is bringing the Masechet Asabas Rachel, Shishi Masechet Refayin, Yosef Kohagon, Bikar of Mamish. Now, the next number of Mishnahs, we're going to be learning about leather and whether it's able to mekabel Tumas Midras. Now, we already know that Tumas Midras is a very high level of Tumah that goes onto the object that is Zav or Nida, sits on, lays on, or rests their body weight on. And what's unique about Tumas Midras is that it can only go on something which is meant for sitting on, leaning on, or laying on. If it's not meant for that, so then even if a Zav does do this, it's not going to be Tameh yet. Now, another thing unique about Tumas Midras, they could even go on something that doesn't have a base kibul. It could apply to even something that's flat, for example, sheet of a bed or a carpet, since that's meant for sitting or laying on, so will mekabel Tumas Midras. So the Mishnah tells us, Elu Ares Tumein Midras, the following Ares, the following hides, they can mekabel Tumas Midras. Arsha Chishaval Shatiach, the person thought about his regular hide, it's just a plain piece of leather, basically, and he said, you know, I'm going to use it as a Shatiach, which in modern day Hebrew means a carpet, meaning I'm just going to use it for sitting on, so can mekabel Tumas Midras. Also, Arskartia, or some sort of apron worn by people who tan hides. Also, Arkatavlia, this is a piece of leather that covers a bed that's meant for lying down on. Ar hachamar, this is leather used by a donkey driver. Ar hakaton, leather used by a person who works with flax. It was used as some sort of apron. Ar hakatof, leather used by a porter. They would put it on their shoulder to protect them from getting hurt by the load. Ar haroife, that which is used by a doctor. There's also some sort of apron or protection that's clothing doesn't get dirty with blood. Ar harisa, leather of a crib. This is basically used as a crib sheet. Ar halev shalkaton, the leather put over the heart of a child. They would put a piece of leather over the heart of a baby so it wasn't attacked by a cat. Or hakar, leather of a pillow. Or hakeses, leather of like a mattress, which is also some sort of sheet. Midras, all of these can be called Tumas Midras because either they're meant for lying down on or even if they're not. For example, the doctor's apron or the one used by the flax worker. All those are sometimes used for sitting on or leaning on and therefore they can be called Tumas Midras. Now what about the following? Or hasarik, or hasarik. Sarik is a person who makes combs. So the leather that they would wear was also kind of like an apron. And a sarik is a person who combs flax. So Reb Elazar Amar Midras, Reb Elazar says, isn't mekabel Tumas Midras for Chama Amar Tumei Mace? It only mekabel Tumas Mace because it's a regular kli, but it can't mekabel Tumas Midras. We've gone to Mishnah Vav, continue to discuss this. Av Ksos v'tachrich Ksos, a leather sack or bag of sorts, they're meant for putting clothing in, or a leather wrap for garments. That's what a tachrich is. It's basically a piece of leather that's meant to wrap around clothing. Midras, that could mekabel Tumas Midras because sometimes they're sat on. However, Av Argomen v'tachrich Gomon, this leather bag that's meant for just putting our garment, which is purple wool, inside, or this leather wrap that's meant for wrapping is purple wool. So Bishama Amar Midras, Bishama says could mekabel Tumas Midras. Whereas Bishil Amar Tumei Mace, Bishil says only mekabel Tumas Mace because when it's used for purple wool, it's never sat on or leaned on. Another discussion: Arsha Soy Chipoy Lekli Tahar, a piece of leather just meant to be a cover on top of a kli. That's not mekabel Tumah at all. It can't mekabel Tumas Midras because it's not meant for leaning or sitting on, and it can't mekabel regular Tumah because it's just a flat piece of leather and it's not a kli. It's just a cover for a kli. However, Lamishkalos Tumah, if it's a piece of leather that's meant for a weight, which basically it's meant for wrapping around the weights that are used on a scale, that protects them from getting worn down. So Tumah, that could be mekabel Tumah because it's basically like a container or a kli. Or Rabbi Yosi Matar Mishum Aviv, Rabbi Yosi, the name of his father, is Matahir because it's really meant for covering the weight and it's not a kli at all. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.